We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Lisa Lanier is our official attorney of this program. She joins us every week at this time. She goes inside multiple legal cases. She solves them all within minutes. Lisa, hello and how are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Doing very well, thank you. Warning, B.B. Shea is here.
Sorry.
B.B. Shea.
Yeah, he's here. Dave is out, so he won't be hitting on you and stuff today. B.B. Yeah. Shea, you lose that at least. We're fascinated by this first story. We all wept when Chris Dim brought us this earlier in the week in a Dim report from Port Orchard, Washington. There are a couple of pigs that were set to be butchered by a company that does do that. They go out and butcher pigs. And Chris Dim very graphically went through what entails hanging them upside down.
Well, first the bullet in the brain.
Okay, bleed them out.
Then you slit the throat. Then you hang them up by 1 foot.
Right.
So the blood comes out.
Okay. So this company went out to the address. They found a couple of pigs. They bled them out and all that. Well, here come the homeowners home and saying, what are you doing? Those are our pet pigs, Patty and Betty. And they said, well, you wanted us to butcher them, right? And they said, no, you're at the wrong address. Like, the house was down the street. What are the odds? Now, I made the mistake of saying to Biggie, at least wouldn't you take the bacon and so forth from the pet pigs? And he called me a monster. A monster for that.
I mean, that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
So, do they have any kind of recourse against this company that butchered the wrong pigs, their own?
They do.
They have recourse.
They do. God, I would hope.
Yes.
And it's actually here. It's not as minimal as it is in a lot of states. And Chris Dim, you know, I grew up on a farm, and we killed hogs. And I had to, you left out that important step where you dunk the whole pig into the boiling water and then shave all the hair off.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Apologies. They'd not get that far before the owners had gotten home.
Oh, God, Lisa. You're so much tougher than I am.
Forgot the boil.
You do a boil to get the hair off, and then you bleed them out. So they did all this before the owners came home and said, that's Patty and Betty that you've got
here. It's Patty and Betty. So what? In Washington State, where this went down, they're in big trouble, these guys, because it's a felony to kill someone's, either their pet or their, in this case, even if it's livestock kept as a pet. And the statute gives the owner a civil cause of action where they can get attorney's fees and treble damages, which means three times their damages. And pigs, unlike a dog, you know, have a lot of value. I mean, these pigs might be, you know, a couple thousand dollars or something. I mean, because, you know, if you go to a livestock auction and a good, you know, good pig will fetch some money, you know, for all the meat that comes off of it. So pigs have a greater value typically than an ordinary domestic dog would have. And so they would get that, you know, value times three plus their attorney's fees. Plus these people, now I don't know if the Washington authorities will prosecute these folks under that felony statute, but it is a felony. And these owners are asking for those charges to be pressed.
I bet they are. They were hopping mad. I tell you who's the maddest about this thing is our own Biggie. He was very upset.
I'm glad to hear all this.
I'm shocked.
Well, it's because of how callous they were.
Yeah.
Because they were like, we're not even going to charge you for the meat.
Yeah, that's what they said.
We're not going to charge you for the butchering.
The butchery's on the house.
Yes.
And they just drove up. And this was a crazy thing. Nobody was home. They drove
that's
up
right.
to these people's farm.
That's right.
Why wouldn't you check, at least knock on the door
Thank
and make
you.
Sure you're at the right house or something?
You'd think you'd have to get the owner and point at the pigs and say, these are the ones you
remember,
want.
Which pigs did you want slaughtered? Right.
Their work order said, go to this street, kill the two pigs.
That's right. And they went to the right street, but the wrong house, and there were two pigs there. What are the odds?
Right?
It's awful.
And don't try to switch sides now, Chris Kelly.
You were on that.
You keep that same energy from the other day.
Hey, what are you going to do, pigs? I thought, boy, you really live and learn. I thought Lisa would say, they're pigs. They're not worth anything. So
more than a dog.
They're worth more than. I thought you were going to say it's not worth the legal fees to even bother. They're just pigs. It's just livestock. No. Well, she grew up on a farm. I don't think
Lisa knows.
She knows how to boil them. Jeez.
Oh, I did that. My whole childhood. It was in the winter. You do it in the winter. Coldest day of the year. You want to do it. And
But the pigs hate when it gets cold.
Oh, yeah. Pigs,
it's coming.
God. When the
winter's coming.
The autumn air comes. What? How horrible.
Stay away from the blonde.
Jeez.
She'll throw you in the water.
She's never come out. She turns on the stove about November.